Here we go. Dean Golemis is a former NYPD officer, founder of Global Security and Investigative Services, and he's going to join me now because we were just hearing from David Zier, who was there. Donald Trump stopped by and talked to folks in Manhattan on his way back to court this morning. We were there live in the last hour, hearing a bit about what he had to say about the country. What David Zier was talking about, though, being a resident of New York City, are the crime rates, the rapes, the robberies, the violent crimes, and all the other crimes that don't get reported anymore, because if they don't report them, they didn't really happen, apparently. Dean, welcome to the program.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me.
And I say that tongue-in-cheek, Dean, because the FBI says, well, crime is going down in America. But the truth is, crime's not going down. They're just not reporting a lot of it anymore. What's the point in reporting it? And if you don't report the crime, then it appears as crime goes down. It's smoke and mirrors, Dean, isn't it?
I believe that's true, Steve. When you take into effect that last year we had 28,000 reported assaults in New York City, which was a record high, a historic high for assaults. Only 40% of all assaults were historically reported. That puts that actual number of assaults over 70,000, which is mind-boggling. I mean,
well, we can see the videos of the subway and people being beat up on the streets and people just being sucker punched in the most grisly, vicious crimes you've ever seen. And what happens is they get arrested briefly. They go to the jail and out they come. They get spit right back out and back onto the street they go. I mean, how many of these offenders that have done really horrible things have been in and out and in and out and in and out and in and out, and then boom, they do something horrible. Oh, we shouldn't let these people out, but nothing changes, does it, Dean?
No, it's actually a crisis. To your point about recidivism, there was a 9-year-old girl punched savagely in the face in Grand Central Station by a grown man. He was arrested for the same exact thing 5 days earlier and just immediately released. You said they go to jail and get out. They don't even go to jail. They go to the station house, they get an appearance ticket, and they're cut loose. Even if it's more serious and they have to go before a judge, they go before the judge. With the Bail Reform Act that New York State has implemented, there's almost no consequences.
Couple that, Dean, with the number of illegals that have been pumped into New York and, well, all the cities across America. So you got a lot of things going on. You've got officers that retired or quit, people like yourself said, you know, because obviously you could still be on the job. You said, no, I don't want to do that anymore. Try to quit. You've got crime that is surging because of defund the police and terrible district attorneys. You've got an inflow of thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of illegals. It's a recipe for complete disaster, is it not?
Steve, you're 100% on point. The three driving factors in New York City's crime problem is Bail Reform Act, sanctuary policies, and a lack of police support.
So what do you do to change it? How do you get Eric Adams or somebody else to understand what's happening? Eric Adams seems to have, every now and then he has an inkling of, oh, you think that maybe he gets it, and then it kind of drifts away. You think he's getting it for a moment, and then it kind of just floats away. It is really remarkable, isn't it?
It is. The Bail Reform Act is out of the scope of the mayor of New York City. That's a state law. His hands are tied with that. However, he does have a policy, which his predecessor put in place, where the NYPD is not allowed to cooperate with ICE. We saw recent videos, if you were watching news the last couple of days, where there are massive brawls in front of these high-end hotels that are housing thousands and thousands of migrants. ICE is not allowed to enter. They are barred from entering a migrant shelter to make an arrest, no matter what the crime. A pedophile, a rapist, an assault. NYPD is not allowed to cooperate in any way, shape, or
what
form
about
with ICE.
Murder?
Nope. If ICE comes to a migrant shelter in New York City with a warrant, they are barred from entering. They don't even want to hear what it's about, and that's disgusting.
How could federal law not supersede and take control of the situation? How is that even possible?
Well, I think it's who's the political party in power or who's running the show right now. You're right. Federal law does supersede state law.
Right.
And they should be able to march right in wherever they want.
Right. So how could that preclude them from going in? They are federal officers with a federal warrant. They can't be precluded. State law does not supersede federal law.
Steve, these are questions that are bigger than you and me.
All right, fair enough. All right, so let's go to questions we can't answer. What's it going to take for New York voters to wake up? Is it going to be the crime in the streets? Is it going to be the flea markets that have been imported from third world countries, from their countries to ours? What's it going to take? Is it going to take the filth? Is it going to take the degradation of these neighborhoods that have become third world hell holes? What's it going to take?
Well, I believe that the people of New York City are waking up. There's a feeling of chaos that I've never seen before. And I was a cop in the Bronx in the early 90s during the height of the crack epidemic. And that was chaos. And I can't believe that we've gone back to that feeling in New York City. It's going to take the people to vote these people out. We must get rid of the Bail Reform Act, or at least change it drastically. That is the number one thing. And we must support our police.
We have to.
In New York City is the qualified immunity, which is the law that protects police officers from being personally sued for any arrest they make.
Right. I mean, who would want the job, Dean? You go to work, you do the job you're hired to do, and the people of the city asked you to do, protect us. And then in the line of doing your job of protecting them, they slow something down to 1/10 of 1 second, 1 frame, 2 frames, 3 frames. Oh, my gosh, look at you. You did this wrong in those 3 frames of video that take up exactly 1/10 of 1 second, and therefore we're going to take away your money, your life, your future, take away everything. Who would want that job? The answer is nobody. Dean, I'll give you the last word real quick.
To that point, Steve, what I'll say is a good friend of mine's son recently graduated the police academy in New York, and he was all proud. And I said to him, how could you let him do it?
Yeah.
And I was a very proud police officer, and it's a wonderful profession, and the men and women are trying so hard out there.
But we have to
get rid of these ridiculous policies that are endangering the lives of everyday New Yorkers.
Agreed. Dean Galemas, former NYPD officer, speaking out. Somebody has to. Dean's doing it. Dean, thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
I'll take a break. It is the Steve Gruber Show.